Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. Now, if you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com, and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
With summer fast approaching, today's Health Talk will focus on heat, a major killer. Heat is one of the leading weather-related killers in the United States, resulting in hundreds of fatalities each year. North American summers are hot. Most summers see heat waves in one or more parts of the United States. East of the Rockies, they tend to combine both high temperatures and high humidity, although some of the worst heat waves have been catastrophically dry. Each National Weather Service forecast office issues the following as conditions warrant. Excessive heat outlooks. These are issued when the potential exists for an excessive heat event in the next 3 to 7 days. An outlook provides information to those who need considerable lead time to prepare for the event, such as public utility staff, emergency managers, and public health officials. Excessive heat watches are issued when conditions are favorable for an excessive heat event in the next 24 to 72 hours. A watch is used when the risk of a heat wave has increased, but its occurrence and timing is still uncertain. A watch provides enough lead time so that those who need to prepare can do so. Excessive heat warning and advisories are issued when an excessive heat event is expected in the next 36 hours. These are issued when an excessive heat event is occurring, is imminent, or has a very high probability of occurring. The warning is used for conditions posing a threat to life. An advisory is for less serious conditions that can cause significant discomfort and, if caution is not taken, could lead to a threat for life. Forecasters decide whether to issue excessive heat warnings based mainly on heat index values. The heat index, sometimes referred to as the apparent temperature, is given in degrees Fahrenheit. The heat index is a measure of how hot it really feels when relative humidity is factored in with the actual air temperature. An example of a heat index temperature. If the air temperature is 96 degrees and the relative humidity is 65%, the heat index, or how hot it feels, is actually 121 degrees Fahrenheit. The National Weather Service will initiate alert procedures when the heat index is expected to exceed 105 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit for at least 2 consecutive days. Since heat index values were devised for shady, light wind conditions, exposure to full sunshine can increase heat index values by up to 15 degrees. Also, strong winds, particularly with very hot, dry air, can be extremely hazardous. During extremely hot and humid weather, the body's ability to cool itself is affected. When the body heats too rapidly to cool itself properly, or when too much fluid or salt is lost through dehydration or sweating, body temperature rises and heat-related illnesses may develop. Heat-related illnesses can range from heat cramps to heat exhaustion to the more serious heat stroke. Heat stroke can result in death and requires immediate medical attention. Factors or conditions that can make some people more susceptible to heat-related illnesses include age, which that could be older adults and young children, obesity, fever, heart disease, mental illness, poor circulation, prescription drug and alcohol use, and sunburn. Sunburn, which is caused by ultraviolet radiation from the sun, can significantly decrease the skin's ability to shed excess heat. Here are some heat-related illness symptoms and the first aid which would be appropriate for those symptoms. Heat cramps. Symptoms include painful muscle cramps and spasms, usually in the legs and abdomen, and heavy sweating. Proper first aid is to apply firm pressure on cramping muscles or gentle massage to relieve the spasm. Give sips of water, and if nausea occurs, discontinue the water. With heat exhaustion, the symptoms are heavy sweating, weakness, cool, pale, clammy skin, a weak pulse, possible muscle cramps, dizziness, nausea and vomiting, fainting, and a normal temperature is possible. The proper first aid would be to move the person to a cooler environment, remove or loosen clothing, apply cool, wet cloths, fan or move the victim to an air-conditioned room if possible, offer sips of water, and if nausea occurs, discontinue the water. If vomiting continues, seek immediate medical attention. And for a heat stroke or sunstroke, the symptoms include altered mental state, possible throbbing headache, confusion, nausea, dizziness, or shallow breathing, a high body temperature of 106 degrees Fahrenheit or higher, skin may be hot and dry, or patient may be sweating. They might have a rapid pulse and possible unconsciousness. A heat stroke is a severe medical emergency. The most important first aid tip for a heat stroke is to call your emergency medical assistance or 911 or get the victim to a hospital immediately. A delay in this can be fatal. In talking about heat stroke, there are some cases of heat stroke that happen with children that have been left in vehicles. Never leave children, disabled adults, or pets in parked vehicles. Each year, dozens of children and untold numbers of pets that are left in parked vehicles die from hyperthermia. Hyperthermia is an acute condition that occurs when the body absorbs more heat than it can handle. Hyperthermia can occur even on a mild day. Studies have shown that the temperature inside a parked vehicle can rapidly rise to a dangerous level for children, pets, and even adults. Leaving the windows slightly open does not significantly decrease the heating rate. The effects can be more severe on children because their bodies warm at a faster rate than adults. So how fast can the sun heat a car? The sun's shortwave radiation heats objects that it strikes. For example, a dark dashboard or seat can easily reach temperatures in the range of 180 to over 200 degrees Fahrenheit. These objects, the dashboard, steering wheel, car seat, heat the adjacent air by conduction and convection and also give off radiation, which is very efficient in warming the air trapped inside of a vehicle. For an example, if the temperature is 80 degrees outside, in just over 2 minutes, the car can go from a safe temperature to an unsafe temperature of 94 degrees Fahrenheit. In approximately 60 minutes, the temperature would rise to 123 degrees Fahrenheit. And here are some safety tips concerning children. Make sure your child's safety seat and safety belt buckles aren't too hot before securing your child in a safety restraint system, especially when your car has been parked in the heat. Never leave your child unattended in a vehicle, even with the windows down. Teach children not to play in, on, or around cars. Always lock doors and trunks, even at home, and keep keys out of children's reach. Always make sure all children have left the car when you reach your destination. Don't leave sleeping infants in the car, ever. And here are some safety tips for adults. Slow down. Reduce, eliminate, or reschedule strenuous activities until the coolest time of the day. Children, seniors, and anyone with health problems should stay in the coolest available place, not necessarily indoors. Dress for summer. Wear lightweight, light-colored clothing to reflect heat and sunlight. Put less fuel on your inner fires. Foods like meat and other proteins that increase metabolic heat production also increase water loss. Drink plenty of water, non-alcoholic, and decaffeinated fluids. Your body needs water to keep cool. Drink plenty of fluids even if you don't feel thirsty. People who have epilepsy or heart, kidney, or liver disease, are on fluid-restrictive diets, or have a problem with fluid retention, should consult their physician before increasing their consumption of fluids. Do not drink alcoholic beverages, and limit caffeinated beverages. During excessive heat periods, spend more time in air-conditioned places. Air conditioning in homes and other buildings markedly reduces danger from the heat. If you can't afford an air conditioner, go to a library, store, or other location with air conditioning for part of the day. Don't get too much sun. Sunburn reduces your body's ability to dissipate heat. And for your minute to be fit this week, we will be discussing lemon, which is a superfood. Summer is almost here, but until then, let this sunshine-packed fruit brighten up recipes. It's packed with vitamin C, and here are some things you need to know. Lemons are also packed with flavor, but thankfully, not calories. The juice of an entire lemon has only 12 calories, but nearly one-third of the daily recommended value of vitamin C. But it's more than just a diet-friendly flavor booster. Vitamin C plays a role in building collagen, which is one of the key materials in blood vessels, tendons, ligaments, and bones. Plus, vitamin C could reduce the chances of catching a cold. Lemons have another major plus. They're an antioxidant powerhouse. In addition to all the vitamin C, antioxidants known as flavonoids could help lemons decrease heart disease risk, reduce inflammation, and fight some cancers, including pancreatic and stomach cancer. Flavonoids are also found in other citrus fruits and are so powerful because they help find and eliminate free radicals, which are potentially harmful particles that can damage the body's cells and DNA. More recent studies have even shown that lemons could play a role in protecting the brain and preventing strokes. So when life gives you lemons, here's your action plan. When looking for the most efficient vitamin C and antioxidant fix, opt for the whole fruit rather than supplements. And to get even more nutrition out of lemons, pair them with foods high in iron, like leafy greens or red meat, as the vitamin C helps the body absorb iron. You can try adding lemon to water for a good soda substitute, or lemon is also the perfect complement to fish, grains, and veggies, or even baked in chicken dishes. The juice, zest, or flesh of fresh lemons can all be used for flavor, but the peel is what packs the most vitamin C. When hitting the grocery aisles, stick to fresh lemons, as pre-squeezed juice loses its vitamin C very quickly. If fresh isn't an option, though, opt for juice in metal or glass containers over plastic for maintaining the vitamin content. Also, keep in mind that lemon juice alone is not a healthy diet, so skip the juice cleanse and add lemon to an already healthy diet for flavor. And in talking about lemons, your recipe for this week is a healthy lemon loaf cake. Ingredients for the cake: 2/3 cup of olive oil, 1 1/4 cup of granulated sugar, or you could use 1 cup of honey or maple syrup, or you could switch it out for Splenda or any kind of sweetener that you choose. 3 whole eggs, lightly beaten, or you could use egg beaters, 2/3 cup of Greek yogurt, 1/2 cup of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 2 teaspoons of lemon zest, 1/2 teaspoon of lemon extract, 1 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour, 3/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And for the glaze, 1 cup of powdered sugar sifted, and 2 to 3 tablespoons of milk or fresh lemon juice for a more lemon flavor. Directions: preheat the oven to 325 degrees. In a large mixing bowl, whisk together olive oil, granulated sugar, lightly beaten eggs, Greek yogurt, lemon juice, vanilla extract, lemon zest, and lemon extract. In a separate bowl, sift flour, baking soda, baking powder, and salt. Add the flour mixture to the wet mixture while whisking together until well combined. Add lemon cake batter to a greased 9x5-inch loaf pan and bake in the oven for 45 to 55 minutes or until a toothpick is inserted in the center and comes out clean. Let cool for 10 minutes and then remove from the loaf pan to finish cooling. Once the cake has cooled completely, Whisk together confectioner's sugar and milk or lemon juice and pour over the cake. Let the icing set and then enjoy. This recipe can be found on our website at www.jcountyhospital.com.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.